हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ब्रह्म अस्ति उत नास्ति? डस् ब्रह्मन् एक्सिस्ट् आर् नाट्? ऑफ कोर्स ब्रह्मन् एक्सिस्ट्स्। वॉट इज द प्रूफ? सो नाउ डिफरेंट एक्सप्लेनेशंस आर गिवन फॉर एस्टैब्लिशिंग द एक्सिस्टेंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन्। बाय वे ऑफ गिविंग डिफरेंट रीजंस फॉर एस्टैब्लिशिंग एक्सिस्टेंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन् which also gives us the vision of Brahma, how Brahman is there as the very swarupam of every being, as pure consciousness, as conscious being. So let us recite the chant, the Saptamaha Anuvakaha. Asad इदमग्र आसीत् ततो वै सदजायत तस्तदात्मानग् स्वयमकुरुत तस्मात् सुकृतमुच्यत इति यद्वै तत्सुकृतम् रसो वै सः रसगृह्येवायल्लब्ध्वानन्दी भवति को ह्येवान्यात् कः प्राण्यात् यदेष आकाश आनन्दो न स्यात् येष ह्येवानन्दयाति यदा ह्येवैष यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्न दृश्येनात्म्ये निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्न दृश्येनात्म्ये निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते। The akara, you know, by avagraha, when we are chanting, we do not differentiate it, but it's implied. And as some students, it will be very easy for you to remember. Akaraha, will be heard properly, then you break it. You can understand the meaning also with akara. Like, एतस्मिन् अदृश्ये अनात्मे अनिरुक्ते अनिलयने अनिलयने अभयम् बट् अकार इस् नाट् हर्ड् स्पेसिफिकलि वेन् यु आर् चाण्टिङ्ग् यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नदृश्येनात्मे निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्न दृश्येनात्मे निरुक्ते தே நிலையனே பயம் பிரதிஷ்டாம் விந்ததே. அதசோ பயங்கதோ பவதி, அதசோ பயங்கதோ பவதி யதா ஹே வைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே. யதா ஹே வைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி தத்வேவ பயம் விதுஷோ மன்வானஸ்ய. தத்வேவ பயம் விதுஷோ மன்வானஸ்ய தத்ப்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி. Begins with the shloka and ends the mention of the following shloka, which is a mantra, Rig Mantra. Yesterday we saw briefly the Rig Mantra meaning. So let us chant again fully the whole anuvaka. Asadva idamagra asit தோவை சதஜாயத ததாத்மானுஸ்வயமகுருத தஸ்மாத் சுகிருதமுச்யத இதி யத்வை தத் சுகிருதம் ரஸோ வை சஹ ரசகுஹ்யேவாயல்லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி கோஹ்யேவான்யாத் கஃ ப்ராண்யாத் யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ நஸ்யாத் யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ நஸ்யாத் ஏஷஹ்யேவானந்தயாதி யதா ஹே வைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் அத்ருஷ்யேனாத்மே நிருக்தே நிலயனே பயம் பிரதிஷ்டாம் விந்ததே அதசோ பயங்கதோ பவதி யதா ஹே வைஷ ஏதஸ்மின் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி தத்வேவ பயம் விதுஷோ மன்வானஸ்ய ததப்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி ததப்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி. விஸ்வாஸ்தே இதம் அக்ரே அசத் ஆசீத். அசத் வை ஆசீத். This entity of the objective universe, the cosmos, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which is available for experience, now remained as Maya Sahitam Brahma, remained as Brahman itself. It was not manifested, it was not differentiated. Therefore, from that Brahman alone, indeed, Sat Ajayata, this came into existence. It originated, indeed. So having originated from that Brahman, this world of forms, names and functions is non-separate from that Brahman. Tad Atmanam Swayamakuruta. That Brahman created itself in the form of this universe, into this universe, by itself. Therefore, that Brahman is said to be Sukrutam. Tasmat Sukrutam Uchyate. We're seeing the Bhasham part of it. Let's go to the Bhasham part of it now. Idam iti Namarupa Viseshavati. வியாக்ருதம் ஜகத்து அக்ரே பூர்வம் பிராக் உற்பத்தேகே பிராக் பிரம்ம ஏவ. திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் வாஸ் பிரம்மன் ஒன்லி. பிரம்மன் அலோன் வாஸ் தேர் பிஃபோர். And the universe was in the form of Brahman only. In the form of Maya, inseparable from Brahman. Therefore, it was the form of Brahman. Asat Shabda Vachyam Asid. It was there as the meaning of the word Asat. So Asat does not mean non-existent here. The ever-existent, the timelessly existent, eternally existent reality, Brahma, was there without its the manifestation of its power, without the manifestation of the universe. Therefore, not being available for experience, it is as the non-existent, but it is not non-existent. So Asat means here Brahman only. Unmanifested, undifferentiated. Brahman with unmanifested, undifferentiated universe is Asat Brahman. Tataha Asataha Vai Sat Pravibhakta Namarupa Visesham Ajayata. This manifested, differentiated world of beings forms and names. Originated ajayata utpannam kim tataha pravibhaktam pituhiva putraha. Very interesting. Kim tataha pravibhaktam, this universe is manifested, originated from that Brahman. This origination is like the birth of a son from the father. Pituhu putraha iva na na ityaha. Why it is not? Not like the son being born of father, because when a son is born of father, what happens? Not born of father, born through mother, isn't it? Born of, even though we say pituhu putraha iva, son is born from a father means the universe has originated from the Brahman. Like, why is it like the son originating from the father? No, because when the son is born, the son's physical body is separate from the father's body. It is separate. The father's, son's body can exist independent of father's body. Father's body can exist, be without the physical, the son's body. Whereas here, the universe, which was unmanifest, undifferentiated in Brahman, when it becomes manifest and differentiated, it continues to be there non-separate, inseparable from Brahman, as appearance of Brahman. Therefore, it is not like the son's birth from father. Na putraha, pituhu putraha iva, na iti aha. Tad asachabdavachyam. What asachabdavachyam? The Brahmatma. Maya sahitam Brahma. Shaktimad Brahma. Brahman, the absolute reality. Brahman endowed with the power. Shaktimad Brahma is the meaning of the word asat. Tad Asat Shabda Vachyam. Asat Shabda Vachyam. Brahman implied by the word Asat. The meaning of the word Asat. Asat Shabda Vachyam. That Brahman Swayameva Akuruta. Itself created, made the universe. Created itself by itself as the universe, in the form of the universe. Swayameva Atmanam Akurata. Akuruta. Akuruta means what? Kritavat. Please make a note. Kritavat. Tavat Shabda Anta. Tavat Anta Shabda. தவத் ஒயிட் கிறித்தவத் நாட் கிறித்தவாம் கிறித்தவத்து பிகாஸ் பிரம்ம இஸ் நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். அசத் சப்த வாச்சியம் பிரம்ம இஸ் நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். த பிரம்மன் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் அசத் ஹியர் ஓன்லி ஹியர் நாட் எவ்ரிவேர் ஓகே ஹியர் இஸ் வாட் நவ் நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் கிறித்தவத் அக்குருதா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு கிறித்தவத். இஃப் இட் வாஸ் ஈஸ்வரா கிறித்தவான் இசன்ட் இட் ஓகே கிறித்தவத் அக்குருதா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு கிறித்தவத் means that Brahman, which is mentioned by the word here Asat, because of its power being unmanifest, undifferentiated as the universe, meant by the word Asat, that Brahman created itself by itself in the form of the universe. Okay, we'll go to the next part of the Bhashya. Okay. Yasmat evam. Yasmat evam. So such being, yasmat means the universe is non-separate from Brahman. The universe which was undifferentiated, unmanifest in Brahman, as its own inseparable power, now having become manifested and differentiated also, it is non-separate from Brahma. They were what? Esma adi evam. Tasmat, such being the case, tasmat, tad Brahma eva sukrutam. So that Brahman create itself by itself, create itself by itself. Therefore what? Tasmat, because of that reason that Brahman created itself by itself in the form of the universe, that Brahma eva sukrutam, Brahman alone is said to be sukrutam, sukrutam Brahma. Sukrutam ityukte kaharta swayam kartru uchyate, swayam kartru, swayam karta bhavati. Swayam karta means self creator, the creator of self creator. Swayam kartru uchyate swayam kartru brahma iti prasiddham loke sarva karanatvat. Swayam karta means who is the creator here? Brahman is not the creator, but there cannot be creator without Brahma. Therefore, of course, the creator is Brahman only. Therefore, Swayam Kartru, the maker, the performer, the creator of everything is Brahman. Swayam Kartru, self-creator. And create out of him itself. And therefore, Swayam Kartru. Swayam Kartru Brahman. Iti loke prasiddham. Brahman is well known in the world, even though people do not know what exactly Brahman is. Still, Brahman is well known in the world. In the world, by whom? Well known by whom? Well known by people who know Brahman. People who know Brahman as their own swarupam. So, Brahma jnaninaha. Or at least even people who are given to study of the Shastra. So people who are given to the study of the Shastra and people who have on subject matter of the Shastra, at least they all know, by them it is well known in the world, Swayam Kartru Brahman. Brahman is itself the creator of itself in the form of the world. Brahman is well known in the world by those people who are given study of this Shastram as they've known that Brahman is the creator of the world. Brahman is itself the creator of the universe. Why? They say that sarva karanatvat, due to the reason of being the cause of everything. Sarva karanatvat, brahmanaha sarva karanatvam asti. The absolute reality Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything. So karanatvam asti, sarva karanatvat, because of the reason of being the cause of everything. Now you understand everything, akashadi, everything has come into existence from Brahman. Sarva karanatvat, Brahman is well known as the self creator of the universe. Yes, madhva. Swayameva akarot sarvam. Swayameva akarot karma sarvam. It's a very interesting, very beautiful thing you have to understand. Sarva karanatvam, we understood already very well. Brahman is not, Brahman is the intelligent cause, Brahman is the material cause, Brahman is ivartha upadana karanam. Existence of Brahman is the existence of the universe. Without Brahman, universe cannot even exist at all. Without Brahman, universe will lose its status of being existent. It will lose its very existence. Therefore, Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Because of this reason, it is very well known. The fact is, it's well known fact that Brahman itself is the creator of everything by itself. So here, in fact, we say nimitta karanam, upadana karanam, vartha upadana karanam, even the instrumental cause, intelligent cause, material cause, unchanging material cause, and the instrumental cause. What instrumental cause? Sahakari karanam also is Brahma. And the pot maker is making the pot. The clay is the upadana karanam. Pot maker's knowledge and skill is the intelligent cause. And the wheel, etc., which he uses, it is instrumental cause. Sahakari karanam. Sahakari karanam is also Brahma. And what knowledge is required to make, it's also Brahma. The material required for making the universe creation also is Brahma. But everything is Brahma. Only Vastu. Therefore, Brahman is said to be what now? Swayam akarot iti sukrutam swayam kartru. So, the Swayam Kartru, the creator Brahmani Swayam Kartru, Sukrutam, and the Jagat created also is Sukrutam. Means what Sukrutam is? Samyakritam. Sushtu Kritam Samyakritam iti Sukrutam. The universe, Sukrutam Jagat is Brahma. Sukarta Swayam Kartru, Swayam Karta is also Brahma. The self-creator of the universe is also Brahma. The created universe also is Brahma. This universe created also is what? How created? How it has been created? Perfectly created. Well created. Sushtu kritam. Samyak kritam. It is sukrutam. Sushtu kritam. It is sukrutam. Very well done. Very well created. Very well made. Sukrutam. Therefore what? Brahman is said to be Sukrutam. Jagat is also Sukrutam. So here you have to understand something very interesting. Let's see the Bhasham itself. Yes, madhva swayameva akarot sarvam sarvatmana. So yasmadva, not why here, yasmadva, va or யஸ்மாத் ஸ்வயமேவ அகரோத் வா ஹியர் இஸ் அத்தவா வத் வா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு அத்தவா ஆர் ஸ்வயமேவ அகரோத் சர்வம் சர்வாத்மனா. சோ பிரம்மன் itself created everything, remaining in the form of everything. Sarvatma means not the self here. Sarvatmana, by remaining as everything, by being everything, Brahman created itself everything. சர்வாத்மனா ஸ்வயமேவ சர்வம் அகரோத் தஸ்மாத் புண்ணிய ரூபேண அபி ததேவ பிரம்ம காரணம். சுக்ருதம் as a past passive participle, it means well done, well made, perfectly made. சம்யக்ருதம் சுஷ்டுகுத்தம். சுக்ருதம் is also புண்ணிய கர்மா, is also சுக்ருதம். புண்ணிய பலம் is also known as சுக்ருதம். The righteous action which produces punyam is also said to be sukrutam. And the punyam earned as a result of righteous action is also said to be sukrutam. Therefore, tasmat punya rupena api tadeva brahma karanam sukrutam uchyate. Therefore, punya rupi, because of all these reasons, Brahma asti, that's what we are going to establish finally. Tasmat punya rupena api tadeva brahma karanam sukrutam ujyate. Therefore, what? Tadeva brahma, that Brahman itself, is what? Karanam, the cause. Brahman, the cause, is said to be Sukrutam. Sukrutam is what? That Brahman is in the form of Punyam also. The Brahman is in the form of Punya Phalam. Sukruta Phalam Sukrutam. Brahman is in the form of punyam also. What is punyam? The punyam, if a person does anything right, anything appropriate, anything and everything done, performed in conformity with dharma, is a punya karma, righteous action, a right action, which does not transgress the universal values, is a punya karma. That karma produces punyam. The punyam is what? Adrishtam. You cannot see punyam through physical eyes. The punyam is punyam increased in a person's account. That punyam, when becomes manifested, when becomes, you know, when punyam is ready for fructification, when it is exhausted, how it is exhausted? Exhausted in the form of a pleasure. Therefore, the punyam alone, punyam is exhausted in the form of joy, pleasure, in keeping with the degree of punyam a person has earned. So also the degree of joy a person is able to enjoy in life. So the happiness or different degree of sukham a person is able to enjoy as a result of punya karma. This also is what? Brahma. The punya karma phalam, sukruta karma phalam is sukrutam, which is experienced in the form of joy, different degree of happiness, which is also Brahma. Therefore also what now? Brahman is sukrutam. Brahman is sukrutam. So now he's explaining that. Simply understand. Swayam karoti iti sukrutam, one meaning. And Brahman is the very result of punyam is also sukritam. Punya karma is sukritam. As a result of punyam, a person has earned, and a person experiences, enjoys joy in life, pleasure in life. That pleasure, any degree of sukham a person enjoys in life is also sukritam. That sukritam is what? Brahma. Understand here. Sarvathapi anyway, sarvatha. Phala sambandhadi karanam sukrita shabdavachyam prasiddham loke. Be with me, definitely. Sukrita shabdavachyam prasiddham loke. Phala sambandhadi karanam. See, what is the cause of the result? The cause of the result is action. Palasya karanam karma. The result of the action. Result is effect. So cause is karanam is what? The action only. So it can be a mundane, a cause of the result can be a mundane secular activity or sacred religious activity, religious ritual, which is the cause. And the result is what? The phalam. Phala sambandhadi karanam. Any action, secular mundane activity or sacred religious ritual, every action is what? Related. Every action, the cause or result, is related to its respective result. Result, etc. Phala sambandhadi karanam is also sukrita shabda vachyam, the cause of the result in terms of karma, being related to its result is also very well known in the world as what? As the meaning of the word sukritam. Sukrita shabda vachyam prasiddham loke. Karma is loke prasiddham as what? Sukrita shabda vachyam, as the meaning of the word sukritam. The action, the mundane activity which is in conformity with the dharma, the religious sacred ritual also, which produces punyam, which is related to the result, is also very well known in the world as the meaning of the word sukritam. So any punya karma is also known as the known in the word as the meaning of the word sukritam. Sukrita shabda vachyam prasiddham loke. Yadi punyam yadiva anyate sa prasiddhi nitye chetana karane sati upapadyate. So even if whenever we talk of the word punyam, yadi punyam, whether it is punyam, yadi va anyat, or being the cause of the punyam, whether the punyam, the result of result, or punyam, the cause of the punyam, or the performer of the action, or swayam kartru, self-creator, performer of the action, or the action, you can say, or punya, whatever is here in punyam, sa prasiddhihi, that well-known fact is possible, only if it is associated with what? The timeless or eternal conscious being. Nitya chetana karane sati upapadyate. Without a conscious being, we cannot think of earning punyam. The punyam being ordained. The ordainer of punyam must be a conscious being. The earner receiver of punyam also must be a conscious being. The very word punyam, even as a karma, even as a punya karma, the doer of punya karma also must be the conscious being. The receiver of punya palam must be a conscious being. The order of punya palam also must be the conscious being. Anyway, whatever it is, yadi punyam, yadiva anyate, that must be definitely, we said any karma is related, any karma being related to its result, which is well known, the possibility of that well known fact that karma being related to its result is because of the conscious being. Without the blessing, without the presence of a conscious being, without the blessing of a conscious being, without associating it with the conscious being, there cannot be the receiver of punyam, bestower of punyam, or even the performer of punya karma. Nothing is possible. Therefore, it is said, yadi punyam, yadi va anyate, whatever it is, otherwise, sa prasiddhihi nitye chetana karane sati upapadyate. Therefore, what? Sukruta shabda vachyam. Tasmad asti Brahma. Therefore, Brahma asti. How do you say Brahma asti? We always understand, very well known. Karma produces punyam. Karma produces punyam. Sukrutam karma produces sukrutam punyam. The cause, the action is always related to the result, the punyam. And the action, the ritual related to punyam, is well known in the world. And the possibility is because of what? Because of the conscious being. Therefore, that conscious being, implied by the term Brahman, without whose presence there cannot be the doer of punya karma, there cannot be the receiver of punya karma, there cannot be order of punya karma also. Therefore, tasmat brahma asti. Why? Because of this well-known fact of punyam, the result, punya phalam being the associated with the punya karma. Punya karma being related to the punya phalam. And the performer of the punya karma being there also. Therefore, tasmat brahma asti. How is it possible for Brahma to be the punyam asti? The karma related to its result is possible. Karma related to the result in terms of punyam is well known. Therefore, what? Punyam is there. Punya phalam is possible. Which means there must be order of punya phalam. And who is the one who ordains the punya phalam? The order of punya phalam must be omniscient, all-knowing, source of all knowledge. Without all knowledge, it is not possible to ordain appropriate result as a result of appropriate action, in keeping with the intention of the action, in keeping with the motive behind the action, in keeping with the action, how it is it was performed appropriately, the result also has to be determined. It means the order of the punya must be all knowledge also, must be omniscient also. We're going to come to the next point here, a very important point. Therefore, here, the person has to perform a ritual. The ritual must be performed with the tremendous Shraddha, as exactly as prescribed in the Shastra, Karma Kanda. And whatever, however it has been, what are the ingredients to be offered, how long should be performed, how many mantras should be recited, what should be the number of avritti, everything must be done properly in keeping with how exact, how well, how properly the ritual is performed with Kidrishi Shraddha. In keeping with all that, result also has to be determined. So any punya karma, whichever charitable activity is performed also, how it is performed, with what attitude, what intention, with what motive, how it, in keeping with all that, result has to be determined. So that determiner of result, the bestower of result, the karma phala data, must be the karma phalam. The punya phalam is always associated with the chetanam. Chetana karanam, conscious being. Therefore, that conscious being, being the source of omniscience, being omniscient, must be what now? Must be Sukrutam Brahma. Therefore, what? That omniscient Brahma is the infallible, is Brahman is in the form of knowledge backing the infallible order, involved in all the functions, in everything. Sukruta prasiddhehe. So what is Sukrutam then? One of the names of Brahman is Sukrutam. Why? Brahman is, it is Sarvakaranam, cause of everything. Brahman is the Sarvasyapi Karanam. Sarvasyapi Karanam means what? Brahman is the cause of the karma, karta, karma, karanam, and then karma phalam, punyam, papam. Also Brahman is the karanam. But still can say what? Punyam here specifically we say Sukrutam. Brahman is the cause of everything. Kartuhu karanam, karmanaha karanam, karma palasya api karanam. Here specifically, we are understanding here as punyam. So including punyam, Brahman is the cause of everything. Therefore, Sukrutam is one of the names of Brahma here. The Sukrutam is very well known in the world. That itself is the proof there is Brahma. Okay. Next we are going to see. Itascha asti. Itascha asti. Now, another reason is given. Because from itaha means from here. From here means what? From this. From this also we understand that there is Brahma. From this we understand that Brahman exists. What is that? From this means from what? This is the reason. Another reason is given. From this also we understand Brahman exists. From what? Kutaha. Itaha ityukte kutaha. Itaha means from this. From this means from what? Kutaha. Rasatvat. Rasatvat. Rasatvam means what? Having the status of being the fullness of happiness. Having rasaha as the very swarupam is rasatvam. Rasatvati, what is the reason? One more reason is given, that from this aspect also we can establish Brahman exists. And how? Rasatvati, Brahman has the status of having fullness of happiness as its very swarupam. Means Brahman is the only source of fullness of happiness, rasaha. Now the next question is, kutaha rasatta prasiddhihi brahmanaha? Kutaha rasatta prasiddhihi? How does Brahman have, how does Brahman is popularly have the status of having fullness of happiness as its swarup? Ratta prasiddhihi, how does Brahman enjoy the status of being the source of anandaha, source of rasaha? Rasatta prasiddhihi brahmanaha kutaha. If the question is asked, here the answer is given. Ataha aha. Ataha aha means therefore. If the question is asked, therefore the reply is given here. Therefore the, this is the reply here. Therefore, said, it was said, yadvaitat sukrutam raso vaisaha. Very beautiful. Yadvaitat sukam, yadvaitat sukrutam raso vaisaha. Yadvaitat sukrutam, that Brahman which is said to be sukrutam. That Brahman which is meant by the word Sukrutam. The Brahman, that Brahman which is known as Sukrutam is in fact, why indeed, Saharasaha is indeed what? The very source of happiness. The absolute reality, Brahman, the conscious being implied by the term Sukrutam is said to be, also known as what? Said to be Rasaha. The Brahman itself is Rasaha. Brahman is source of happiness. Because the source, it is known by the word Sukrutam. Which means the Sambandha is there. Sukrutam, the punyam, sukrutam and rasaha, there's a connection. For person, in keeping with the degree of punyam a person has, the degree of sukham a person can enjoy. Whatever degree of happiness, joy a person enjoys in life is in keeping with the degree of punyam a person has. In fact, a person has punyam. The punyam is exhausted in the form of contentment, satisfaction. Satisfaction, a person enjoys. A certain degree of satisfaction, a person enjoys. Certain degree of contentment, a person enjoys. As a result of doing something, achieving something. As a result of the punyam a person has earned. And the contentment is what is a manifestation of Brahma actually. Therefore, that's why it said, therefore, yad dvaitat sukurtam raso vai saha. That Brahman which is said to be sukrutam is verily the rasaha, the happiness. And what is rasaha? Look at this. Raso nama tripti hetuhu. Raso nama tripti hetuhu. See, what are all experienced in the world? They're all brought to light. Upanishad helps us understand we do experience sukham. We do experience joy, satisfaction sometimes. And what are we enjoyed, exhausted in different degrees? That all has a source. Therefore, rasaha nama tripti hetuhu. The source of satisfaction. Tripti hetuhu, the source of satisfaction. What is source of satisfaction? The cause of satisfaction. What is the cause of satisfaction? That which blesses a person with satisfaction. That which blesses a person with satisfaction. That which bestows satisfaction. The bestower of satisfaction is rasaha. The joy a person, the degree of joy a person enjoys is what? Is the cause, is the source of satisfaction. Joy is for the bestower of satisfaction. Rasaha nama tripti hetuhu. Tripti hetuhu means what? Ananda karaha. Maker of happiness, the bestower of happiness. So here he gives an example here. When we enjoy different tastes, then in taste, in enjoying different tastes, we derive some pleasure, sensory pleasure. We can think of another pleasures also, as Pooja Swamiji mentions. When you read some nice books, and we derive some pleasure, intellectual pleasure. In appreciating natural beauty, we derive some pleasure. Beautiful colors, flowers, butterflies and sky, and we see there's some pleasure. So in appreciating natural beauty, we derive some pleasure, aesthetic pleasure. Intellectual pleasure, we derive some reading books, etc. And even enjoying the objects, sense objects also, we derive some pleasure. So, madhura amladihi prasiddha loke. Madhuram means sweet taste. Amlaha means sour taste. Madhura amladihi loke prasiddha. In enjoying certain tastes, such as sweet and sour, etc., there is some joy. In the same way, okay, here, the source of satisfaction, that which bestows happiness, different degree of sukham, satisfaction is rasaha here. Tripti hetu ananda karaha. Madhura amladihi prasiddha loke rasam iva ayam labdhva. Labdhva means what? Prapya. Ayam means, yeah, this person. Any person. Ayam, this person. Any one person. Rasam labdhva. Prapya, anandi bhavati, sukhi bhavati. So whoever becomes happy, that person must have gained what? Must have gained Brahman. So having discovered Brahman, a person becomes happy, labdhva. In fact, having discovered Brahman, absolute Describe Brahman, a person attains absolute happiness, absolute satisfaction. But every time a person becomes happy, it's actually he gains Brahman only. Rasam ivayam labdhva prapya anandi bhavati sukhi bhavati. See, it means what? Whenever we enjoy any degree of sukham, any degree of joy, any degree of pleasure, that is actually Brahma. That's gaining of Brahman only. Because Brahman is the source of happiness. Experienced sukham, any experiential sukham is nothing but manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness, which is Brahma. Even if you touch a wave, you're touching still the water. If you touch the wave, means you're touching the water only. In the same way, enjoying any degree of sukham is what? Gaining Brahman only. So, I am rasam labdhva prapya anandi sukhi bhavati. When a person discovers Brahman, he attains absolute happiness, a fullness of happiness as one's own sarupam. Otherwise, any sukham experienced also is nothing but Brahman. Any sukham, any degree of sukham enjoyed is Brahman. It can be intellectual pleasure, it can be aesthetic pleasure, it can be pleasure derived from puja, any satisfaction, any contentment, any degree of tripti, any sukham a person enjoys through anything, that sukham is Brahman only. The source of that sukham is only Brahman. Therefore what? Sukham asti, sukha anubhava asti, therefore Brahma asti. If Brahman is not there, the source of sukham, Brahman is not there, then experience and enjoyment of satisfaction, any degree of sukham is not possible. Therefore, Brahma asti. So, there is relative satisfaction and absolute satisfaction. Absolute satisfaction, absolute contentment is possible when a person gains Brahman, not as an object of experience, but as one's own swarupam. Then a person discovers fullness of happiness as one's own swarupam. That is Brahmananda Praptihi Sukhap Nitya, attainment of absolute happiness. Otherwise, whatever sukha a person relatively experiences also, through different things, then that is also actually Brahman only. Brahman is the source of that happiness. Conduce, na asataha anandahetutvam drishtam lokehe. Now he comes to the point. See, having discussed all this, anandahetutvam, having the status of being the source of happiness, okay, is not possible for a non-existent thing, isn't it? Asataha anandahetutvam loke nadrishtam. None would have seen in the world. It is not at all seen in the world that a non-existent thing being a source of happiness. A non-existent thing cannot be a source of happiness. So sukham, happiness is something which is experienced by us. Well, how can existing happiness, existing degree of pleasure, be from a non-existent thing? Therefore, the happiness is experienced, different degrees of happiness is experienced. Therefore, the source of happiness must be existent. And Brahman being the source of happiness, Brahman is very much there. Brahman is the source of happiness. Therefore, Brahman is very much there. What it is, Shankaracharya says here, asataha ananda hetutvam lokena drishtam. A non-existent thing having the status of being the source of happiness is not seen in this world. A non-existent thing cannot be a source of happiness. Therefore, bahyananda sadhana rahitaha api. Now he's talking about wise people. Wise people, who are they? Vidvamsaha. Wise people, people who have the clear vision of Brahman obtaining their own sarupam, are vidvamsa, wise people. Atmajnana, Brahmajnana. Wise people are always seen happy. Sanandaha drishyante. Vidvamsa, Brahmanaha, sanandaha drishyante. They are seen always be happy. And to be happy, what do? They do not achieve anything. They do not accomplish anything. They do not do anything. Do not make any efforts. They do not fulfill any desires. The way it is said here, which means they are not dependent on anything external, so external thing for their happiness or security. So, vidvamsaha sanandaha drishyante, ananda sahitaha drishyante. Wise people are always seen being happy. Ananda sahitaha sanandaha. Always seen being happy. And what do they achieve? Nothing. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha. They are devoid of, bereft of external means of happiness. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha. Vidvamsaha, wise people, for the clear vision of Brahman, appearing as their own sarupam, they're always seen being happy. But they are devoid of, bereft of any external means of happiness. Bahya ananda sadhana rahitaha. Not only that, nirihaha. Iha yesham nasti. Te nirihaha. The people, non-longing people, non-longing people, they were people of non-efforts. People of non-efforts are nirihaha. Non-longing people who do not long for anything, do not make any efforts for anything. Why they don't make any efforts? They do not do anything. But still they are happy. Because they are devoid of, bereft of external means of happiness. Bahyananda sadhana rahitaha. Nirihaha. Nireshanaha. Yeshanaha nirghataha ebhyaha. The nireshanaha. Yeshana is equal to icha. They be desireless people. People who do not have any desires. They're free from the hold of desires. Desires are possible only for unhappy person. Desire is possible. An unhappy person, dissatisfied person, the person who is suffering with the problem of the fundamental, the problem of sense of smallness, inadequacies centered on I. The person who has the problem of limitations. being a limited person, the person who has needs, he alone can have desires. Whereas the vidvamsaha, they don't have any desires. Desireless people, nireshanaha, people who do not entertain any desires. Brahmanaha. So here, the Brahmanaha means what? People in whose vision Brahman is the only source of happiness. They are Brahmanaha. Such people are seen always be happy without doing anything. How? Because they've discovered Brahman, the source of happiness, as their own Swarupam. And having understood Brahman being their own Swarupam, Brahman as the only source of happiness, they are reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness. They're always seen happy. So, Bahyananda Sadhana Rahitaha Api Nirihaha Nireshanaha Brahmanaha Bahya Rasa Labhati Iva Sanandaha Drishyante Vidvamsaha. They are always happy, like the ordinary people who are also happy as a result of gaining something external. Ignorant people, ordinary people are happy. They become happy having something external things as means of happiness. But the bahya rasa labhat, those who are happy depending upon external means, their happiness may not be permanent happiness. May not be. Definitely will not be permanent happiness. But still they are also happy. They are pleased when the desires become fulfilled, when their objectives become fulfilled. They are happy. But they do something. And to maintain their enjoyment of pleasure, they do something all the time. They do something. They make efforts. They entertain desires. They fulfill their desires. Mean they bahyananda sadhana sahitaha. There are people whose happiness is dependent on external means. But these are the people, wise people, vidvamsaha, whose happiness is not dependent on any external means, not their efforts, not by the fulfillment of desires, etc. Still, they are happy always. Because for them, Brahman is the only source of happiness, and that Brahman is their own Swarupam. Nunam Brahmaiva Rasaha Tesham. Definitely, for them, Nunam is what? Definitely, doubtlessly, Brahman is the only source of happiness for them, for wise people. And that Brahman is their own Swarupam also. Therefore, that itself is the proof for what? That is the proof. Therefore, that's the reason. Because of this reason also, Astitad Brahma. Tesham Ananda Karanam. Rasavat Brahma. Therefore, Brahma Asti. Kidusham Brahma. Rasavat Brahma Asti. Therefore, there is Brahman, the only source of happiness. Rasavat Brahma means what? Not Brahman with the happiness, Brahman having happiness. Brahman, which is of the nature of happiness, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness, is there, which is the source of the means of the happiness of those wise people. Tasmadasti tad rasavad brahma tesham anandakaranam. Tesha means what? The Jnaninam. Vidvamsana. Vidvamsajananam. Vidvajjananam. Anandakaranam. Rasavad Brahma Asti. Without accomplishing anything, having discovered Brahmanetra Swarupam, people are happy. So there, the source of happiness, the means of happiness for wise people is Brahman only. And they are happy without any efforts. Therefore what? Brahman exists. Brahma Asti, the source of happiness of those wise people. Tasmat tat tesham vidvajjananam anandakaranam rasavad brahma asti. Rasavad brahma means what? Brahman, which is of this nature of happiness, is there. Itaha cha asti. Now, we move on to the next topic. See, there's different reasons are given to prove the existence of Brahman. After studying Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahma asti, the doubt should not be there, isn't it? First, any degree of sukha we enjoy because of Brahman, and jnanis without doing anything, also they're happy, they're happy. Because Brahma asti. Now, itaha cha asti. From this aspect also we can say Brahman is, Brahman exists. Here is another reason given. From this also, it is established Brahman exists. Kutaha. Kasmat karana. Kutaha is equal to kasmat karanat. So, itaha means etasmat karanat. Kutaha means kasmat karanat. Etasmat karanat means what? Because of this reason also, Brahma asti. Oh, what is that reason? Because of which reason? Kutaha. Pranadi kriya darshanat. Kriya due to the experience of the all functions and activities such as respiration, etc. So pranaha, pranadi kriya darshanat. Darshanam means what? Seeing here. As there is experience of functions, activities, such as prananam, breathing, praniti, ki prananam is a gerund. Breathing, pranan, pranana, adi, and pranadi. Pranana Adi. Kriya Darshanat. Due to the experience of functions, activities such as breathing, etc., also we can say Brahman exists. Now it is said, Ayam apihi pindaha. Ayam pindaha api. Hi. Ayam pindaha means what? This pinda. What is pinda here? Pinda here, we could, when you say ayam pindaha, one must be showing one's own body. The person who speaks about one's own body must be alive. Therefore, ayam pindaha means what? It's a saha pindaha. That body. When you say, you will not show somebody and say that body, you say that person. Then that body means what? It means dead body only. I am Pindaha means what? This body. This body must be body of one's own body. Therefore, live body. Therefore, I am Pindaha. This physical body which is alive, this gross physical body which is alive. Now, the dead body does not breathe. But the body which is alive, now what to do? Jeevataha Pindaha. This body with the life. Now what of praniti? Praniti is a verb. Praniti. Praniti, you can say, breathes. But you can, apaniti is also there. Therefore, you can say praniti literally means breathes. But specifically means what? Exhales. Praniti. Exhales through what? Prana. Prana means what? The specific, the function. So this body with the life, praniti exhales through the function. Through prana. Apaniti. Apaniti also is the verb here. Apaniti. Inhales through apana. Apanena apaniti. Pranena praniti. What is that? This body with the life. Iti evam thus in this manner. Iti thus evam in this manner. Vayaviyaha cheshtaha. Vayavi, see, vayuhu, air, wind. Vayaviya means anything pertaining to wind is vayaviya. Vayaviyaha cheshtaha. Functions associated with vayu. Vayaviyaha cheshtaha. Then, aindriyakaha cha cheshtaha. Aindriyakascha cheshtaha. So, vayu sambandaha cheshtaha vayaviyaha. Indriya sambandaha cheshtaha aindriyakaha cha cheshtaha. Aindriyakaha. Aindriyaka cheshta. Aindriyakascha cheshtaha. And also the functions, activities associated with sense powers. Vayaviyaha aindriyakaha cha cheshtaha. All these functions, activities. Nirvartyamanaha drishyante. All these functions, activities are seen being fulfilled, performed. Nirvartyamanaha. Being activated. All these functions, all these activities are activated, are seen being activated. Being performed, being achieved, accomplished. By what? Samhataihi karyakaranaihi. By all the body, mind, sense complex. By all the sense organs and the body put together intelligently. The Swamiji's beautiful expression that is. Karya karanaihi samhatahi. Samhata means put together. Assembled. Samhata is a participle. Assembled, put together. By what have been put together? Karya and karana. So, karya karana. Karyam is a body. Karanam is all subtle aspects utterly within the body. The gross physical body. And all the subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, and intensement of knowledge, and the physiological function. 16 aspects are karanani here. So, karya karanehi samhataihi. The body and all subtle aspects which are involved in various functions, which are put together, assembled together, all of them, all these functions and activities are being activated, being seen activated. Is it clear now? Clear? Okay. It's very interesting where we are made to think now. Tacha yekartha vrittitvena samhananam nantarena chetanam asamhatam sambhavati. Very beautiful. You have to read correctly. Chetanam antarena. Chetanam antarena. Without a conscious being. And the conscious being is what? Asamhatam. Asamhatam is now, which is not a part of the assemblage, which is distinct from the, which is not one of the assembled things, which is not part of the assemblage, which is distinct from the assemblage. See, body, mind, sense complex is intelligently put together assemblage. And here, chetanam antarena. Antarena goes with second, third, fourth cases. You know that? Antarena with vina. Antarena is equal to vina. Chetanam vina. Without a conscious being, which is distinct from the assemblage. Samhananam na sambhavati. Assemblage is not possible. Assemblage word ekartha vrittitvena. Ekartha vrittitvena means what? With one common purpose. With ekartha vrittitvena, with one common purpose, samhananam, this assembling, assemblage is not possible, na sambhavati, without a conscious being, the conscious being who is not a part of the assemblage. Asamhatam. Asamhatam chetanam antarena. Asamhatam chetanam antarena. Without a conscious being, which is distinct from the assemblage, assembling itself is not possible. Assemblage is not possible. The single one general purpose, common purpose. This is we understand elsewhere also. Anyatra adarshanat. Have you ever seen this in any other context? Anyatra adarshanat. Let me come to the point now. If a car company manufactures a car is not manufactured, no machine is manufactured for the purpose of the spare parts involved in the machine. And the car is made, car is not made for the steering or for the wheel or for the window or for the door, isn't it? God is made for another person, conscious being, who can make another car. So a house is built. House is not built for the things that are used in the house, making the house. House is not built for the sake of brick or cement or sand, and not even for the wood used as the door, etc. The purpose is not for the things which are made use, which are used in making it. When the food is cooked also, food is not cooked for the sake of the food. Food is cooked for some other person who is hungry. It's what Anyatra Adarshanam. Nowhere else. It is not possible to see an assemblage being made for the sake of the assemblage or for the sake of anything involved in the assemblage. A house is built for the purpose of another person who is going to live in the house. Therefore, the person who is going to make use of what is made must be distinct from what is being made. The manufactured machine is for the purpose of another person, not for the machine itself, not for the spare parts involved in making the machine. In the same way here, this body, mind, sense complex, karya karana sanghataha, Karyakarana samhatihi or sanghataha. Sanghataha, master, samhatihi, stealing a shabda. Karyakarana samhatihi or karyakarana samghataha. Karyakarana samhananam. Samhananam, neuter noun. Samhatihi, feminine noun. Sanghataha, masculine noun. Sanghataha. Why ga comes? I don't want to get to the sandhi rule now. Sanghataha, assemblage, masculine noun. Samhananam, neuter noun. Samhatihi, feminine noun. So, whether you call samhatihi, sanghataha, samhananam, assemblage, assembling something. Assemblage of many things together as one thing is always for a different purpose, isn't it? Not for the sake of the things involved in the assembled spare parts. So that is very important. Or tatcha ekartha vrittitvena samhananam na sambhavati asamhatam nantare chetanam nantarena. Without the conscious being which is distinct from the assemblage, the assemblage with one common purpose is not possible. Anyatra adarshanat. Such a thing is not experienced at all anywhere else. So if it can be elaborately understood, so there's a conscious being who is distinct from the material body, mind, sense complex, the physical body. See, and they're all placed, they're all put together intelligently. You should say this. The nose is exactly where the nose should be. Eyes are where the eyes should be. The tongue is exactly where it should be. The lips are where they should be. The brain is kept where exactly it should be. The heart is kept very, very protectedly where exactly it should be, in between the ribs. Every organ inside and outside also, everything, all the powers also, they're all well placed and well fixed, well assembled. That's why they're not easily put, they're intelligent, highly intelligently put together. Isn't it? It's a non-improvably involving a great order they put together. That's why the whole medical science, the medical science, they only, all the doctors need to learn only the order which is already involved in these functions. No doctor can create a new order here. They can't change the way of the functions. They study the order, they can, then they can correct the disorder. And somebody is fall sick, somebody is not well. They can't create a new order. Already everything is put in proper order. Though that everything functions well, which means sarvajnyatvam also is involved. Therefore, the conscious being the source of all knowledge is distinct from this assemblage. And the very purpose of assembling them together, putting them together intelligently, presupposes what? Presupposes what? The enjoyer of that. The enjoyer of that must be a conscious being. The enjoyer must be already there. The experiencer must be already there. The user, operator must be already there. And there cannot be user, enjoyer, experiencer of what is being made without a conscious being. Therefore, assembling, assemblage, putting together intelligently presupposes the existence of a conscious being. So without the presence of a conscious being, even assemblage is not possible. Therefore, the anything made, anything put together intelligently, especially this assemblage in the form of body, mind and complex, is for the purpose of serving that conscious being, who is otherwise glorified as Purushaha. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. Though Sarvam Purayati, but still Pure Ushitva Anubhavati. Not only that, and that person, that conscious being, Pure Ushati. Therefore, Purushaha. And also, even when that machine goes, when a machine goes wrong, when some problem happens, like that, when the body, mind, and complex is Karyakarana Samhatihi, Sanghataha, falls apart also, that conscious being survives. Survives the body, mind, and complex. And who is that person? So the conscious being obtaining in every body, mind, and complex as the only Purusha is actually of the nature of pure consciousness, existence and fullness of happiness. Implied by the term Atma, but still because of this Ajnanam, and because of the wrong notions, is there as though a samsari, as though bound. So when every time the body falls apart, assuming another body is also born again, who is born? Atma is not born. The conscious being conscious being is Atma, the consciousness. Consciousness is not the jiva here. Therefore, what now? Brahma asti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.